101, after at least half a millennium, this work could be read once again in its entirety. In its majestic scope and fierce attention to details, Tabaret's writing is one of the great monuments of world history. His industry and vision inspired every generation of Muslim intellectuals in their search for the origins of their community. And, for all modern historians of the Golden Age of Islam, the writings of this pernickety old bachelor scholar remain the foundations of our understanding.
Tonight's essay was presented by Hugh Kennedy. Tomorrow night, Susan Babe from the Courtauld Institute of Arts turns the spotlight on two significant monuments of the early medieval period in the Islamic world to explore the advances made in the realm of architecture during the Golden Age of Islam. That's our essay tomorrow evening at 10:45 here on BBC Radio 3. And all of this week's essays are available as downloads from the Radio 3 website. Well, a very good evening to you. This is BBC Radio 3. We're broadcasting between 90 and 93 FM on digital radio and in high-definition sound online. The time now is 11 o'clock. Time for Late Junction with Anna Hilda Nessert.
In the tall grass, in the cabin, the White House, in the White House, comes a time even you may have to turn around. You can hold my heart. Oh, you can hold my heart. I don't even know what I will do today.
American folk singer Kath Bloom and guitarist Lauren Connors with the song Tall Grass. Welcome to Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nessert. I'm dedicating tonight's programme to one of my favourite filmmakers, Jacques Tati. His films portray a fragile idyll with understated slapstick humour, often connected to the pitfalls of a modernisation. We'll have a few of these short Tati moments woven throughout the programme. First up, theme musicale composed by Alain Romain from the film Monsieur Hulot's Holiday.
Thank you. Thank you.
Formidable Turntablism of Christian Marclay. That was Jukebox Capriccio. Marclay is now perhaps better known as a visual artist, where he extends his cut-up technique to stunning film collages, such as the 24-hour work The Clock, composed entirely of film snippets featuring clocks and watches. Before that, percussionist Håkon Stene with a new piece, Low Gents, composed by pianist Christian Wallenrød. Here is Vladislav Delay Quartet.
Thank you.
Jean Yatov composed that jolly music from Jacques Tati's film Jour de Fête. And before that, Vladislav Delay Quartet with Des Abends. You're listening to me, Anna Hilda Nesset. This is Late Junction. And you can go to our website to listen again or to find more details about the music we're playing. Ever wondered what it might sound like if two electroacoustic pioneers sat down to create erotic music? Well, stop that dial. Here's Pierre Henry and Pierre Schaeffer from their milestone work Symphony for a Soul Alone, a piece called Erotica.
Ah. Bien. Ah. 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 Yay!
Thank you.
from Erotica Anno 1948 to Erotica Anno 1975. That was disco producer Patrick Cawley's ultra-rare soundtrack to erotic films, recently reissued by the label Dark Entries. Karin Krog is a Norwegian jazz singer whose work spans experimental vocal work as well as jazz standards and improvisation. We're going to hear two tracks, the stunning Maiden Voyage from the album Joy from 1968, as well as a duo with her partner John Sermon. But first, this from Jour de Fête by Jacques Tati.
Si vous voulez que je vous le mette là, je vous le mette là, moi. Là. Bon, ben non, mon vieux. Bon. À vous. Là, où toi. Là, où. Regardez-moi ça, là. Comment possible. Là, fais-moi ça. Bon, regardez-moi, comme la main. Bon, vous avez compris. Bon. Hop. C'est pas hypé, c'est pas entier, non.
Thank you. I looked in the mirror to see nobody there but me. It's somebody strange, I thought to myself. It's somebody else, not me. It's somebody else, not me.
Thank you.
John Sermon, John McLaughlin, Stu Martin and Carl Berger with Earthbound Hearts. Before that, we heard Sermon and Karin Krog's Mirror Song. You're listening to Anna Hilda Nesset here on Late Junction. Last week, I played ZZ Top, as elaborated on by experimental guitarist Oran Ambarchi. Here is another take on a rock monster. John Oswald using his so-called plunderphonic method, a kind of sonic scrambling of the Grateful Dead's track Dark Star. Using over 100 different live recordings of the song Dark Star, Oswald built, layered and folded all of them to produce one large recomposed version spanning nearly 2 hours. This is an extract called Recedes.
Thank you.
That was New Band playing Elizabeth Brown's composition Seahorse. Don't forget you can listen again and check out further details of all the music I'm playing on our Lake Junction website. Here's guitarist Stefan Basho-Jungens, but before that we're going to hear another snapshot from the cheerful world of Jacques Tati. This is theme jazz from his film Mon Oncle.
Thank you.
That was Carmos by the artist AGF. And before that, we heard the choir of King's College, Cambridge, as directed by Stephen Cleobury, performing music by Thomas Tallis. And now, here are Ellie Mae Wilson, Lily B. Williams and Richard Williams performing Battle Axe from a beautiful book featuring field recordings of vintage African American traditional music.
You're the one who need that one. Go ahead and sing. Oh, he's a belle.
In the time of battle.
Oh, he's a belle.
In the time of battle.
He's a belle.
In the time of battle.
Sheltered in a mighty storm.
Well,
ain't almighty, that is true. Be he was a baby like me or you. See for Christ, the Son of God. D was adopted and a man of war. In the time of a bell. In the time of a bell. In the time of a bell. Of a sheltered reading mighty story.
Well, he's an eagle with the watchful eyes.
Every part of fire that he lodges tries. G's for God, everybody knows. H is for the healing of the dying soul.
He's a battle
axe. In the time of a bell.
He's a battle axe.
In the time of a bell.
A battle axe.
In the time of a bell. A shelter in a mighty storm.
Where are his intelligence? Very wise.
J, he's Jehovah's and he cannot lie.
Cable king, I'm compelled to say.
Well, he's a lawyer, he'll plead your case. In the time of a bell. In the time of a bell. In the time of a bell. Of a sheltered reading by the storm.
M,
he's a master of the world. And he's a noble and he can be heard.
Oh, he's an
author, the first to land. P, he's a prop, just hold him fast. In the time of a bell. In the time of a bell. In the time of a bell. A sheltered reading mighty storm.
Well, Q, he's quick, he is slow.
R, he rides where no man knows.
S, he's the savior, the son of man.
Talk and you can understand. In the time of a bell. In the time of a bell. In the time of a bell. A sheltered reading mighty storm.
Oh, you, he's useful. Take his time. B, he's a strong man running fine. W for water, you know lost stream. X, he can save you.
You're
extreme. Y for you, he's for me. Z is for the son of his ABD. And he's a battle
axe. In the time of a bell.
Battle axe.
In the time of a bell.
Battle axe.
In the time of a bell. A sheltered reading mighty storm.
And now, a duo with Oran Ambarchi and John Tilbury. Excerpt from a duo recording on the Black Truffle label featuring Oren Ambarchi and John Tilbury. We've reached the end of Late Junction with me, Anna Hilda Nesset. I'm going to leave you with Jacques Tati, this from Monsieur Hulot's Holiday. Au revoir.
Mr. Hula, I'm going. I've had such a good time. Goodbye. Bye, bye. I'm coming next year. You too, huh? Bye, bye.
Voilà. Au revoir, petite madame.
Au revoir, madame. Merci.
Et surtout, donnez-nous de vos nouvelles. Pas besoin de vous
dire. Au
revoir, monsieur.
Au revoir, madame.
Et c'est promis, hein, si vous passez par ça, vous venez à la maison.
Je pense bien.
Vous avez mon adresse, hein?
Vous
voyez pas la route de la carte.
Au revoir,
chère madame. Au revoir, dépêche-toi, voilà, dépêche-toi. Au revoir. Au plaisir, monsieur. Oh. Mon adresse. Au revoir, monsieur.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain. This is Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3. The bassoon takes centre stage at the centre of this opening concert. Bassoonist Diego Cenna and music by Verdi, among others. The concert itself is one the Swiss-Italian Radio Orchestra gave in Lugano in November 2013, conducted by John Axelrod. And surrounding the bassoon pieces, Robert Schumann's Rhenish Symphony. And first of all, hear the Swiss orchestra in music by the Swiss-born Arthur Honegger. No attempts here to educate anyone in the delights of polytonality. This summer pastoral was inspired by a holiday in the Swiss Alps, with lines from the French poet Rimbaud quoted in the score, "I have embraced the dawn of summer."